I want to take it to another level.
Mm.
If, say, just someone said that to Damien Hardwick about coaching somewhere else.
Would he coach somewhere
would
else?
Peggy O'Neill say, listen, Damien Hardwick's given us such great value. He's delivered us the most joyous of occasions in recent times. If he wanted to coach somewhere else, he'd go with my blessing.
I don't think that would be the same. I don't think that would be the same.
He's delivered the same sort of
Yeah, no, he's
joy.
Done that. He's done great things for the Richmond Football Club. But he hasn't been through what Dustin Martin has been through in recent times regarding the death of his father.
No.
And I think that is a consideration in all this, the mental health and state of Dustin Martin.
So you're putting a lot of weight on that, which is absolutely reasonable and fair. So I'm just thinking now, this is just thinking. I don't know anything.
No, we're just having a discussion about this.
Sometimes we wait as coaches. And again, I've never been.
Are you talking about Dimmer now? Yeah,
I've never been and never will be. Yeah. So this is just us musing as media type people. Sometimes they wait. Coaches wait. You know, like in the end, Clarko goes out of the blue because maybe he waited a bit long, and then then loses control of the situation and it blows up. But you know, he gets out of it because he gets out of it. Would it be a proactive move? Not good for Richmond, by the way. Richmond fans, you know, he's smashing the. They're saying they don't want to leave Dimmer. But, I mean, how long will Damien Hardwick coach Richmond for? And does he get on the proactive, get on the front foot and go, yeah, well, it could be a good time for me to just go and coach somewhere else.
Mm. I think that always is determined by an opportunity that may present itself.
Right.
So right now we're talking about Clarko and the fact that, you know, one of the great coaches in the modern era is currently not coaching. And having 12 months off the game, we both believe that he'll be back coaching somewhere next year. Mm. But the same conversation isn't been taking place about Damien Hardwick. I don't know would GWS call Damien Hardwick direct or his management, I don't know who manages him, and say, look, is there any possibility that Damien Hardwick would sit down and talk to us? Because we've identified him as our number one target to be our coach, our next coach. And because you're not going to get him out of Richmond unless you make him some sort of a godfather offer.
Yeah, true.
Like a 5-year deal at good money.
Mm. I guess this is my point, right? We, our industry, and we probably should be commended for it, hang on to our coaches until one or two things happen, really. There's that they come to the end of their tenure and, yeah, they see out their contract and it's great and then it comes to an end or they get sacked. Could Ken Hinckley be sitting there going, look, this is good. I've got this glove, wrung this dry, but maybe it's time for me to freshen up. Could Damien Hardwick go, 3 premierships, that's good. I love Punt Road, but maybe I can be deployed better elsewhere.
I know, Gary, but the point remains, and this is what I'm saying, is it is difficult for the coach to go proactively and do what you're talking about unless somebody comes to them and says, here's an offer for you, here's another job for you over here.
You're not
going to have to go through the process. We have identified you as the man we want to coach us next.
Yeah.
That's the only way you can move under those circumstances without putting yourself out there in the unknown. And which coach that has a secure job and maybe a contract is going to do that? I just can't see that happening. Because you and I both know I thought there was a time when Al Clarkson should have left Hawthorne, right? And it was probably 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And
that's my point.
And you and I both know there were clubs, and there was probably, I think at that time there might have been 3 clubs that were actively.
Melbourne had a massive crack at him.
Yeah, I think Essendon did around some time there as well. Yeah. And then there was another club around that were all going at him and saying, okay, now's your time to leave. He couldn't break the tie with Hawthorn.
That's right.
Even though deep in his own mind he might have thought maybe that's the right time to go. But it wouldn't have looked like it was the right time. And he made commitments to players and others that were coming to the club in terms of recruiting them too, which he felt he couldn't turn his back on.
His loyalty to the club and to the players and everything else clouded his ability to think beyond that. And in the end, he loses control and goes anyway without any more final success.
Mm. That's right.
So can you get ahead of the curve a bit and say, well, I can stay for another 2 years. What is it going to be good for me? Is it going to be good for the club?
Yeah.
Would they benefit from a different voice coming in? maybe ahead of time, maybe when no one else sees it, because you go, oh, he's contracted till... I didn't realise this, but he spoke about his future on Monday night. Let's have a listen. This is Damien Hardwick.
I'm a Tiger man through and through now. But at the end of the day, my time will come. There's no question about that. I've got a group of players and, you know, for example, we've probably got a list that we think can, you know, continue to challenge. And then when that challenge point finishes, it's probably when Damien Hardwick walks away, you know, when someone else takes the reins. Because, you know, I've ridden a journey at this footy club and there comes a time where my journey ends. And
oh, okay. I hadn't heard that. So that's interesting. Yeah. By hell, there'd be some clubs that would be... If Dimmer and Richmond got to the point where they said their time's end, and Damien's thinking, oh, that's me for coaching. Gee, yep. There'd be some clubs that'd be going, no. No, it's not, Damien. We want to tap into what you've been able to put in place in Richmond, and we want to have a look at that.
A lot of text messages about Ross Lyon. Yeah, Ross Lyon, but to my point, Ross Lyon had somewhere to go. He was being recruited by Fremantle at that time, even though he had the St Kilda job. So you've actually got to have somebody that's pursuing you for you to be able to make that move. My point to you, just one final question before, I know we need to take a break, but do you think the time would be right for Damien Hardwick to leave Richmond then? Is there a timing issue in all that
you
can see from the outside?
I think it would be a really aggressive move from him if he was to do it, given that they're in the eight, they're playing some good footy now, they might be able to gather themselves for another challenge. But it's hypothetical, and this is the world we're living in. If the Essendon Footy Club turned around and said, hey, here, would it give him something to think about?
Yeah, that becomes an issue that he then has to deal with. Now, we're not trying to dismantle Richmond, Pete. All we're doing is we're talking about their great coach, Damien Hardwick, and the fact that he talked about his great player,
Yeah, I'm extrapolating and spitballing.